We've heard a lot of talk about the broad contours of the intelligence bill, the creation of a Director of National Intelligence, and of a National Counterterrorism Center. For some insight into the lesser-known provisions of the bill, we turn to Martin Cady, who's been tracking the legislation for Congressional Quarterly. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Let's talk about the creation of uniform national standards for driver's licenses. How would that work, and what's the purpose of that?
Well, what would happen is that under this bill, there are some driver's license standards, and it says that the states would have to follow uniform national standards for what documents they can accept in issuing driver's licenses. They would have to have some sort of standardization for how to prove that a birth certificate, for example, proves that you really are the person that is trying to get the driver's license. So there are some driver's license standards in there. Civil liberties advocates, of course, fear that this comes dangerously close to creating a national ID card.
Uh-huh. And as we heard briefly in Andrea Seabrook's story, what's not in here is a provision that would mean that illegal aliens would be prohibited from getting licenses.
That's true. That was in the House bill, and that's what Mr. Sensenbrenner wanted in this bill, but it's not in there. There are several states that do allow undocumented aliens to get driver's licenses.
There's also language about border security, both an increased human presence along the borders, but also the use of unmanned aerial vehicles. What do we know about where those would be used and why?
Well, I think there would be a heavier emphasis for these unmanned aerial vehicles along the northern border of Canada, where we have a lot of unguarded crossings. There's hundreds of miles, you know, along Montana, North Dakota, et cetera, where we just don't have as many agents. Also, there's fewer people trying to cross in through Canada, but they still want to increase the protection on the northern border. And you're right, there would be 2,000 Border Patrol agents added per year for 5 years along the southern border mostly.
There's also language about the funding for first responders, and this has been a source of concern among the states in terms of how much money is allocated and how great a risk those states face.
Yeah, this has been a very contentious issue. People from smaller states, lesser populated states, do not want to change the formula for first responder grants because they're afraid that terrorism money would go to the New York area, to Washington, to Southern California. This bill does not change the funding formula at all. In fact, all it has is a sense of Congress that the formula should be reformed, but it provides no specific guidance for changing the formula so that New York City, for example, would get more money per capita in anti-terrorism money.
There's also talk of creating a Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. What would that board be designed to do, and do we know how it would work?
Well, this is one of the strong recommendations of the September 11th Commission. As we recall from the passage of the Patriot Act, which happened so rapidly after September 11th, a lot of folks had some regrets about what exactly they voted on in terms of civil liberties and privacy. This agreement that's being voted on this afternoon would create a civil liberties board. They're intended to be sort of a watchdog for how the intelligence community carries out its surveillance, especially domestically. But one thing that is not in there is that the civil liberties board would not have subpoena power. In other words, they can't, by law, compel people to testify, compel intelligence agents that they're investigating to give up that information. And that's something that was in the original bill, but was kind of watered down in the final bill.
Uh-huh. And we should mention briefly, the one thing that will not change is that the intelligence budget will still officially be secret.
It will be secret. Again, the September 11th Commission did recommend that the top line, the grand total number of intelligence funding, would be unclassified. It's widely thought to be somewhere around $40 billion, but some appropriations committee people wanted to keep that secret. The military argued to keep that secret. So I guess the attitude is that they don't want people to know what we're spending on intelligence.
So it'll stay secret. Martin Cady, reporter for Congressional Quarterly, talking about some of the provisions in the intelligence reform bill. Martin, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.